Both for that special. Luke chapter 2 in your Bibles this morning. Luke 2. When you find your place there in Scripture, if you would please stand with me. And we'll read this passage together as it is familiar to us. Luke in chapter 2. And then look down in verse number 8 when you find your place there. I'd like to read verse 8 all the way through verse 14 all together in unison. We'll read every verse of this together out loud. Luke 2. And then we'll begin reading in verse number 8. Let's read this all together. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Our Father, we do thank you for the opportunity, for the health we have to be in church, to be in your house. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to focus on the message and what you have for us from your precious word. Lord, I ask that you would tune our hearts into your Holy Spirit and let him have his way with us this morning. Be with Pastor Becker as he preaches. We ask that you would use him in a great way. Lord, if there's any here that don't know you as their personal Savior, they don't know that they're going to heaven, Lord, help them make a decision today to accept you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Keep your Bibles open to Luke chapter 2. We looked at a few verses before this from our text last week, and we'll continue with that today in Luke chapter 2. I don't know if you knew this, but Christmas is 9 days, 12 hours, and 29 minutes away. So it's coming quick. Good thing there's next day Amazon shipping, for those of you that didn't realize that yet. And Christmas time is a wonderful time of the year. Something just special about it. And of course, it's about the Savior, Jesus Christ, who came to be born. There's something special about Christmas time when with children as well, and getting to go and do the things with children. If you have young children or grandchildren in your family, and this is kind of a first for them or for you in some ways, that is a good time, fun time of year. We enjoy doing all the stuff with the kids. I read this week, a lady took her four-year-old granddaughter to big church. And if your kids didn't grow up in church, you know, big church is when you come to the auditorium. She came to big church and sat in there with her grandma, and she sat quietly, just kind of taking in each part of the service, and just stayed seated until the pastor prayed. And he said, "We thank you, Lord, for your presence." And the little girl's eyes flew open, and she whispered to her grandmother, "Granny, we're going to get presents." God's presence and presents. So maybe Granny probably got her a present later on because didn't want to disappoint her. But something special about Christmas during the time with the little ones as well. I think of this passage with the shepherds in the field. The Bible says keeping watch over their flock by night. I can imagine all the sheep are lying down in their place as the shepherds have watched over them and probably gathered them all together into a safe place maybe where they went every night, and they made sure all of them were accounted for and made sure that there was no danger or harm coming their way and in the dark of the night. And maybe one of the shepherds was keeping watch and the other ones took some rest. Maybe they all were staying up. I'm not exactly sure. But as they were there, all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the Bible says that they were sore afraid. Now think about this, shepherds in the field. If there was a noise, an appearance of some sort, that was danger. That was some way they needed to protect their flock. That was their job, to protect them and keep them safe. And all of a sudden, boom, and the angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the first thing the angel said to them was, "Fear not." And they're probably shaking a little bit. Their heart is beating. And, you know, who is this? What's going on? It said, "Fear not." As you see in verse number 10, it says, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings." You ever get that call in the middle of the night and you think, "What's going on? What happened? Nothing's wrong. Then what are you calling me for in the middle of the night? You know, you're scaring me. Go back to sleep. Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Think about that angelic message given to the shepherds. Of all people, of all places, in the middle of the night, the message given to the shepherds startled them. And they said, "Fear not." An unexpected crowd that it was given the announcement to, an unexpected time of the day. Although the Savior, they knew, was coming, they didn't know when the Savior was coming, but tonight was that night, and they got that announcement. The angelic host followed behind, and as the angel told them, "You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And then all of a sudden, with the angel of the Lord, a great heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And all of a sudden, they just had, pardon the expression, but a show, right? Just a show, an announcement that no one else heard but the shepherds that night. How incredible that must have been. As their heart started to beat, maybe it went from being scared to being excited. They said, "We get to be the ones to go and see the Savior." And they left the sheep probably unattended and said, "I'm sure they'll be fine. They'll be okay. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a while." And so they took off. Again, not sure how they went, but that's how I could assume as men. You'd say, "I'm sure the kids are fine, honey. You know, and the sheep are okay." And they went their way. They went to Bethlehem, went to that manger, that stable, and found Jesus Christ lying in a manger. I look at verse number 10 again, and the Bible says that the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings." I bring you good tidings. In other words, I bring you good news. You enjoy good news? If someone comes to you and they said, "I've got good news and I've got bad news," which one do you want to hear first? I don't want to hear the bad news at all, be honest, all right? Let's just stay with, how about the good? I've got good news and even better news. How about we do that? And there was no bad news here. They said, "Fear not, because I've got good news for you." I've got good news. If you turn the TV on to find news, you don't find a whole lot of good news usually. Said, I bring you good tidings. Good tidings. Jesus Christ, the Savior, is born. Jesus is born. This was not a rumor. Sometimes you get news and you think, it's too good to be true. And you're like, they didn't know what they were talking about. False news. Fake news. Right? Maybe it's like the drone sightings, something like that. Shoot them down. All right? That's all I got to say. All right? Not a false report that they came and the angelic message that Jesus is born wasn't fake news. It wasn't gossip. This was an announcement. A special announcement that Jesus was born. People today fill themselves with all kinds of news. As people love scrolling through their phones and listening to the radio and watching on TV and finding news, you're going to find a whole lot of bad news many times. A whole lot of false reported news. People's own opinions. If I want the news, I just want the news, okay? Just give it to me straight. And many times the news that we get today is filled with so much depression, so much sin. It causes so much stress, so much false information out there. But today I have something to tell you that we have good news. The Savior is born. Maybe you said, I've had too much bad things going on in my life. Come to God. Come and see the Savior. Say, I'm just so busy. Come and see the Savior. The shepherds got the message that Jesus Christ was born. I've got good news to tell you that Jesus Christ has been born. The Savior of the world. He came to come and to die and to pay for our sins. They heard about the Savior. They must have if the angels came to tell them. And they came to see the Savior that was born. Good news, how refreshing the good news is. You ever think, I just can't take any more bad news? If you have any more bad news, you know what you don't say when you're having a bad day? It can't get any worse, right? You don't say that. Why? Because it could get worse. Sometimes you think it's been bad news, a difficult year, things have not been going well. Well, I've got good news to tell you, that the Savior was born. The Savior was born. It doesn't wipe away all the difficult things that go on in life, but it makes it bearable when you have the Savior that has come to be a part of your life. How refreshing it is to get good news. Just to hear about Jesus, the name of God. I think about that and when the angels told Mary and Joseph and said, and the Savior will be born and you shall call his name Jesus. You call his name Jesus. What a beautiful name that is. Think about that. I preached about that in Sunday school today. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. That every tongue will confess. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess at the name of Jesus. What a precious name that is. The name of Jesus. The shepherds were told how refreshing that was, how satisfying that was, the good news that came directly from God. How great that is. You know what? I have news for you today, though, that we may not have an angelic message, although we have a beautiful choir, beautiful music, but we have a message that comes straight from God, that comes straight from His Word about the Savior. And guess what? It's true. It's good news about the Savior. The wonderful thing about this is that God will always tell us the truth. He'll always tell us the truth. He'll never lie to us, never a false report, never hold back. He'll always give us the truth. The Bible says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. God's word is true. There are people today that doubt. There are people today that are trying what God has to say and comparing it with our knowledge to God's Word. Our knowledge compared to God's Word is nothing. And you say, well, I've heard other reports and I've seen other articles. Well, guess what? We have the Word of God. We have a message that came straight from God and we have good news. We have good news. God will always tell us what we need to hear. You say, well, I don't like what the Bible has to tell me. We need to hear it anyway. Right? You know, if you're that person that someone always has to be, patting you on the back and giving you the good news and just being careful, God will always tell us the truth. And He'll always tell us what we need to hear. Why? Because God knows you and God speaks to the heart. He speaks to the heart. And we have the message from God, the good news of the Savior that's born, that came to die and to be our Savior. God will always tell you what you need that will help you. That will help you. You have that friend maybe that they'll just agree with you because they want to be friends with you. God speaks to the heart. He always wants to help. He wants to correct or convict or encourage where needed. And that's God speaking to us. Aren't you thankful we get to hear from God? You get to hold in your hand the Word of God. We weren't there the night that the angelic message came to those shepherds, but we're here and we hold in our hands a copy of the Word of God, the God's own Word given to us. It's true. And God is speaking to our hearts, and God is always drawing us with the news from the Word of God to the Savior. God is always pulling us to the Savior. Every word, every page of the Bible is pointing to the Savior. We have good news today. There may be a lot of bad news today, a lot of false news, depressing news, but can I tell you this morning on a Sunday morning, but also every day of the week, we have good news. And the good news that comes from God isn't just for Christmas time, but it is all year long. Good news about the Savior. You say, but I've got problems in my life. Well, we all do. I've got a busy life. I've got things going on. But we should always have time for God and His Word. The shepherds could have said, we've got things to do. We've got a job out here. We've got to watch the sheep. We're going to get fired. You know what? If you were there that night and the angels came and said to the shepherds, Jesus is born, you'd say, forget this job. I'll find another job. But there may not be another time where you come and see the Savior. How many times did Jesus get pushed to the side? That God gets kind of pushed back in our lives and we think, I'm too busy, God. I've got things going on and I'm not sure. And push it aside and say, I've got to make room and time for the Savior. We have good news, the good tidings, the Bible says. But the Bible says in verse number 10, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Good tidings of great joy. This great joy that God brings into our life from the Savior being born. You have a child that's born to your home, and you hold that child and realize that God has given you a gift, that precious child that you get to raise in your home, and what a precious gift that is, and what joy that brings, and sleepless nights, and all the things they don't maybe tell you at the beginning, but great joy. Great joy. See, the Savior that was born brings great joy. Not some joy, not a little bit of joy, but great joy. Great joy that God brings into our lives. And not temporary joy. Not joy that comes for a moment like the world gives. The world gives you satisfaction for a moment, but then it passes away. But the joy that God gives lasts for a lifetime and for an eternity. Great joy. I think of when Mary and Elizabeth were both expecting, and Elizabeth was further along, and when the two had come together, that when Mary spoke that John the Baptist, he leaped in his mother's womb. The Bible says he leaped in his mother's womb for joy because he was around the Savior. John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, he said, I'm not that light, but I'm sent to bear witness of that light that all men through him might believe. And there was joy even in that unborn child, that he was around the Savior. See, there's joy at the name of Jesus. There's joy in the presence of the Savior. It's a great joy. The wise men, when they saw the star in the east, the Bible says, they rejoiced with an exceeding great joy. I can imagine that there was some jumping around, that there was some shouting, that there was some excitement about gathering their gifts, their treasures, and making that long journey to come and see the Savior. Why? Because there was joy. We get to see the Savior. Not, we have to read our Bible. We have to go to church. Another Christmas song. Do we really have to continue? No, there's great joy about the Savior. See, when you're saved, when you're living for God, when He is your Savior, there is great joy that you get to spend time with the Savior. There's great joy, but there's also an eternal joy. Again, the joy that the world gives, the satisfaction is just for a moment. The satisfaction, the joy that you find in this life comes for just a moment, but then it passes away. It's all right, it's a phone, we'll take care of it, we'll be good. But there's an eternal joy. See, the joy that God gives comes from within. The joy that the world gives comes from without. The joy that that meal gives or that friendship or that activity, it lasts for just a moment, but then it passes away. And then you have to have something else to take its place and another thing to take its place. And you live from party to have joy. But that's just happiness that comes for a moment, but it passes away. But as a Christian, you have joy in your heart that comes where the Holy Spirit lives in your heart, and you have an eternal joy. Knowing that you're on your way to heaven, you're not living for this world, that God has a plan for your life, that's an eternal joy. Think of it, in heaven forever. What joy there is. You think, but I've got stuff going on in this life, and it's hard, and the aches and the pains and the bills and the job and the stuff. Yes, but when you look at the Savior, when you come to God and you realize that there is great joy, again, that comes from within. All the stuff from without wants to steal your joy away, doesn't it? It wants to take it away. You have those days where you maybe don't feel so joyful. You don't really feel like singing and praising and praying and talking about God. But then you get your spirit right with God and you say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for living in this temporal world and getting my eyes down here. But when we should have our eyes up here, there's great joy when you look at the Savior. Great joy, the Bible says, which shall be to all people. Are you thankful for that? It shall be to all people. You ever get that email or that phone call? And we've got an all-inclusive trip for you, and you don't have to pay anything. Usually they say, if it's too good to be true, it's too good to be true. And you hang up right away. Don't even say yes these days, right? You say yes and AI and all that creepy stuff. I don't want to depress you today, but let me try for a moment. But you get that special offer. Click here. You don't have to pay for anything. Just type in your social security number and your credit card number and all of that. And then it's free for you until you look at your bank account and realize it was not even close to free. But you get that special offer that you didn't read the fine print. Or there may be someone that they had evil motives and the special offer that was just too good to be true. Or maybe you get that offer that is just good for some, but it's not for you. Only if you're in this demographic and age group and all the things, and then you qualify. You're like, who is that one person that qualifies for this free gift? But the good thing about Jesus Christ is that it is a gift of Jesus for all people. Isn't that great? All people, all nations, all races, all ages, all generations. He's a gift given for all people. All people He's given to all. Are you thankful for that? The gift of God. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Are you thankful for that gift of the Savior? Given to all. There was an announcement that night, and as the shepherds came, and they came to see the Savior, they got to see Him that day, but He came to be the Savior of the world. Of the world. He came to be the Savior to all mankind. What great joy, what eternal joy. But guess what? They could have missed that in a moment. They could have missed it. They said, what was that? Maybe they fell asleep and they're trying to wake up, or they said, I don't think it's true. They could have missed the message that night. They could have just kept busy with what they were doing, but instead they took their time to go and to see the Savior. And as they went to see the Savior that day, I can imagine as they came to that humble manger and maybe introduced themselves, just so you know, the angels told us about Jesus Christ. Just so you know, and Mary and Joseph and the babe in a manger, I mean, how many other babies were wrapped in a manger at that time? And swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, and they came there to see the Savior. And they said, it's the Savior for all the world. What an incredible gift that was. They listened to the instructions, the commandments that God gave to them, and they came to that humble manger that day to see the Savior. Too many times we get so busy in life that we forget about Jesus. As Christians, Too many times we get so busy in life that we push God to the side and we've got too many things going on, or even as a Christian, you don't even believe the message that God has given to us from His Word about Jesus Christ, the Savior, given to all. We'll talk about it a little more tonight, but about go tell it. As the shepherds came that morning, that night, what time they came, and the Bible says they left. They went and told everyone that they could. The Savior has come. The Savior has come. Jesus has come. I can imagine they woke people up all over the place. Maybe they banged on everyone's doors. I don't know what they did. Hooting and hollering, how it went. But they told everyone that Jesus had come. See, as a Christian, you believe in the Savior. You came to see the Savior. You accepted Jesus Christ into your heart as your only way to heaven. We should take that message and tell it to all. Because He is the Savior of all mankind. Here's the thing, though. He died for all. But He is the Savior for those that accept Him as forgiveness, as a payment for their sins. You understand that? He's the gift to all, but just like a gift under the tree, that gift that's never been opened, the gift that's left there, is going to be there from year to year, and it never becomes yours until you open it. You receive it for yourself, and you take it as your own, and you accept it. The same thing with the Savior. He's the gift. He paid for our salvation on the cross of Calvary, shed His perfect blood to be the payment for our sins. He's a gift. He gave His life, but it must be accepted. It must be received. There must be a time in your life where you receive the gift of salvation by faith, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. He's the gift to this world. He's the gift to all mankind, but you have a choice if you're going to accept or reject the gift. You ever had that gift that was given to you that you really didn't want? The one where you open the gift and you think, oh, this must be for someone else. And they say, no, it's for you. And you go, oh, thanks. You try to fake it the best you can and then figure out who you can re-gift it to. Or when you can wear it and not embarrass yourself. And they say the worst gift that's been voted on, that's been given, is the fruitcake. I don't know who's making the fruitcakes or getting the fruitcakes. I'm not asking for one, by the way. I don't want to offend you. But they say it's the worst gift. But what do? Do you re-gift it? Do you pretend that you ate it? You take a bite and went, yum, and then throw it away? But the gift of the Savior, He was given. He gave His life. He offers His love. He offers eternal life. But you must accept it. You must receive it. Just like that gift, you must take it, open it, receive Him into your heart. Too many people think, well, I know about God. Well, I've spent time growing up in church. I've been a good person my whole life. That's not salvation. It's only through Jesus Christ. He's the greatest gift to this world will ever know. As the angel said, I bring you good tidings. I've got good news. You see, it's been kind of a rough year. A lot of bad news, a lot of difficult things going on. Come to the Savior. Come see the Savior. Come and spend time with God and His Word. Good tidings of great joy. You know what? Maybe things aren't going so well. God can turn that sorrow to joy. God can turn that sadness into rejoicing. God can take our difficulties. He can answer prayers. God can help to take care of the needs that we have when you come to the Savior. There's great joy, the Bible says, which shall be to all people. Have you received that gift? Eternal life. It's free to all. Let's have a word of prayer. Heads bowed and eyes closed. Do you know the Savior today? Have you trusted in Him alone?